Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, 622 Brock Hunter.
Sup, dude?
All right, let's get to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer, which you should enjoy today if you get some free time. They're delicious. I had the strawberry one, two tall boys last night. Delicious.
There you go, kid.
Nutritious.
Talk a little baseball. The Toronto Blue Jays, still a team without a home. That's right. After believing that they had an agreement in place to play their home games in Pittsburgh, the team was denied yesterday by Pennsylvania health officials, who said they did not want to add any more travelers to the region, which has recently seen an uptick in the coronavirus cases. Canada had already told the Jays they would not be allowed to play in Toronto because of the back-and-forth travel across the border. So they're still looking for a home just one day before the start of the season. The option is to go to each opposing team's ballpark and play as the home team. So they still have that option. But it's kind of like that kid that is going around and nobody wants him on their team. Go find somebody else, Tommy. Go find another team. Kick dirt, Tommy.
Nobody likes you, Tommy. Get out of here.
Seats taken. You know, come on, guys. Just let us play here, would you? All right. We'll go to the next town. So there you go, Jays. Good luck there. Beanball, which is kind of like baseball. Well, it is baseball. This is funny, dude. Listen, this is great. Houston Astros and Kansas City Royals faced off in an exhibition match. And wouldn't you know it, three Astros players were hit by pitchers. That's right. Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, and George Springer. All bean. All popped with the baseball.
Ow, man.
For cheating. You guys were cheating, and people found out. Now you're getting smoked with baseballs. We'll see how long this goes and see how many teams will want to get on the revenge action for the sign-stealing the Astros. The Astros have been doing the last couple of years. So that's what happens when you cheat. Nobody likes you, and everybody kind of wants to hurt you a little bit. So prepare to get beaned, Houston Astrix.
Astrix.
Basketball. The NBA getting roasted online because of their plan to have socially distanced timeout chairs for players to sit on during timeouts. It's funny to people because, well, you know, when players are on the court, they're not all socially distanced. In fact, mm-hmm. they're in each other's faces banging away at each other. And then timeout comes and it's just so stupid.
Yeah. You know where I stand on this, so... I got nothing else to add. I think it's stupid. I think we should just take the year off. I don't know why we're trying so hard and making it so ridiculous.
Well, one way or the other, just leave it as it is. Let it be normal. Bubble them up or just not have it. Not like half and half.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. People aren't effing dumb. You know, I'm sorry. The dumbest person in the world would look at this situation and be like, well, wait a second, they're out on the court, like, next to each other and breathing on it. But then they go to the timeout and they got, that doesn't make any sense. Very nice. Very nice. I'm using Tommy this morning. Very nice, Tommy.
Good job,
Very
Tommy.
Very nice. You figured that one out just like the rest of us because it is. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. It's a stupid thing. And I know what you're doing, and I don't like it. So there you go, NBA. I hope you burn. There you go.
Beautiful.
That's your sports.
Beautiful. Well done, Hunter. That was much better than I thought it was going to be. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Hey, Doggy. Here we go. Good morning.
Oh, my God, where'd my teeth go?
You got a pretty mouth. It's 7:27. Let's get to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Do it.
Here we go, man. Six stat, dude. You know Tiger Woods. We're going to talk a little golf here. You know Tiger Woods? That guy, he's pretty good at golf. Listen to this. Last week's winner, John Rahm, won the tournament last weekend. If John Rahm is number one in the world from today until August 1st, 2033, he will still not have accumulated as many weeks at number one as Tiger Woods has.
That's unbelievable, dude.
Effing crazy, dude. So that kind of puts it into perspective of how dominant this athlete was in his time. You have very dominant athletes in sports. Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, the Tiger Woods, man.
Yeah.
I read that stat today and was just like, okay, all right, you're good. We get it.
You know,
everything, still at it?
Everything happened with Tiger, all the craziness that happened, and people jumped ship pretty quick. And it's almost like we forgot how unbelievably dominant he was when he was on top. Like, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. Here's something
you need to think about, too, is Tiger Woods basically brought golf back into light. So the people that were playing pre-Tiger Woods, I mean, yes, golf was huge. A lot of people golfed. Your grandparents probably golfed. But nowadays, it's like everybody has picked up a club, which means there are a lot of great players in the world. So not only did he, like, dominate then, he continued to dominate while people were getting really, really, really good. So it's harder than ever now. I mean, dude, everybody knows golf. Everybody's picked up a club. And there are players out there that are absolutely insanely good that aren't even on the PGA Tour because it's just the luck of a draw almost right now. You got to be rich. You got to grow up in a certain area, basically, or go to college for it. It's just insane of
there was
people are like, well, he's struggling now. He's struggling. I'm like, dude, look at the players now. Yeah. Look at the equipment now.
His age. I mean, for God's sakes, he had back surgery. He's still kicking butt.
He still won the Masters last year.
Yep. I read a fact about Tiger, too. This is back in the day. His caddy forgot to grab his golf balls. This was the one where he set that record for, like, 15 under or whatever he did. Like, he shot that super low score. He only had one golf ball in his bag. One. Because his cat, and with golf, you know the rules in the tournaments. Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't have those rules. I mean, I got like 36 golf balls in my bag. You know, that's what happens.
Those are the rules. Those are the rules. I didn't write them.
I didn't write them. But he only had one golf ball. You lose that golf ball, you're done. Mm-hmm. You can't finish that day. You can't finish that round. And
Not to mention on a PGA course where there's just water and hazard everywhere.
And not only did he win, he set like a course record or like a championship record with the score that he shot. Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's like the Michael Jordan sick game, flu game. You know, just killing it. All right. There you go, Tiger. You're already famous. We don't need to talk about you all morning. hey, let's talk about beanball. Beanball? What's beanball? Well, they're kind of talking about the Houston Astros. Listen to this, man. The Astros, Kansas City Royals faced off in an exhibition match. And wouldn't you know it, three Astros players were hit by pitchers. Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, and George Springer all beaned. Pop! One of them caught him in the knee. I didn't see the other two, but I guess we'll see how long this goes. It's
pow, right in the kisser.
It's happening. And I think, dude, I'm pretty sure people are just kind of looking the other way. Oh, what happened? Oh, that's too bad. You got hit. I don't think they're aiming for the face, obviously. But, dude, that's what happens when you cheat. See what happens? Mm-hmm. See what happens when you cheat? Not only do you get embarrassed in front of the world, but now you're getting smoked by pitches.
Yeah.
Don't cheat. Just don't do it.
Don't get caught cheating.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to wrap it up there, man, with the Houston Astros.
Perfect. Perfect. Good enough for me. All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.